Alleged victims of physical and sexual abuse in Native American boarding schools in South Dakota say that the passing of House Bill 1104 in 2010 robbed them of their day in court. The law now limits civil cases to 3 years after someone remembers abuse, up to age 40. David Clossy is with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He says the state statute of limitations stands out when compared to the rest of the country.
South Dakota lawmakers are the only ones in America to move backwards on child protection in the last 12 or 15 years. Most state legislatures have eliminated or extended the statute of limitations to give child sex abuse victims more opportunity to expose child predators in court and therefore prevent more abuse.
Clossy says abuse victims need more time to come forward, not less.
You know, the sad simple truth is that very few 6-year-olds or 10-year-olds or even 15-year-olds are able to promptly report to police and prosecutors that their coaches or teachers or stepfathers are molesting them. It takes literally decades before survivors of this kind of awful trauma find the strength and courage and ability to take legal action to get justice and protect others.
Those who backed the new statute of limitations before the legislature testified that third-party groups like the Catholic Church need protection from being sued years after alleged offenses took place. They also argue that the church cannot be held liable for past actions of individual clergy members. But others point to documents showing that the church knew about ongoing abuse and broke the law by failing to report it. Attorneys for the plaintiffs and defendants in the current case declined to comment until after the proceedings. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.